The celestial emperor's eyes probed my face as he leaned forward, the pearl strands on his crown clicking together. "They tell me you are a traitor, that you took the dragon's pearls to the demon realm. Not a hard tale to believe. Yet the one thing which gave me pause was how passionately you pleaded for your mother before. Surely you would not seal her to an even worse fate with your crimes. Surely no child could do such a thing to a beloved parent. Surely my trust in you was not misplaced." His voice was soft, but I was not fool enough to miss the menace in it. His threat to my mother cut me deep. Oh, I was thankful to have escaped the demon realm, to plead my case before him now. My instincts were right, that he would have struck out at my mother in retaliation for my imagined crimes. What was equally clear, however, was that this ordeal was just beginning. "Your celestial majesty is wise. I would never do such a thing." It choked me to utter such flattery, but I dared not antagonize him with our lives at stake. The emperor settled back against his throne, the air between us charged with unbridled anticipation. "Where are the dragon's pearls?" My fingers trembled as they groped in my pouch, but I forced them to steady, stretching my hand out to display the pearls. An attendant took them from me and gave them to the emperor. He lifted each one in turn, between his thumb and finger, holding it up to the light. As he looked at me with those black shards of ice beneath his drawn brows, I went cold inside with the biting harshness of winter.
"How dare you try to trick me?"
he thundered. Beneath my robe, my legs were shaking. His rage was all the more terrifying because he had always displayed such control before. But to cower and plead for mercy would be an admission of guilt, and that I could not do. "Your celestial majesty, this is no trick. These are the pearls from the dragons, as you commanded me to seek."
"They are not."
"Honorable father, she speaks the truth." Li Wei remained beside me, instead of taking his position upon the dais. White light flared from the emperor's palm, swirling around the lustrous orbs.
"Where is the dragon's essence?"
He drew out each word, quieter now, though his tone was riddled with threat. I should have been terrified, yet anger sparked in me instead. It had been no coincidence. The emperor had intended to use me to force the dragons to his will. I met his gaze unflinchingly. "Return to them, as it belongs to no other. Your celestial majesty, all you asked me for were the pearls in your hand. My end of the bargain is fulfilled." His fist slammed the armrest of his throne.
"The dragons belong under my rule. They should submit to my authority."
"The dragons do not agree." Rash words, I chided myself, though it was nothing but the truth.